Please rise. Jesus said, "Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, last Sunday, we were in the tiny village of Bethany, in the home of Martha and Mary and, yes, Lazarus. And the whole visit was about the one thing necessary, which was to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to His Word. Which means that we need, nay, we must establish the holy habit of setting aside our chores and all the distractions of the day and carve out a little bit of time at least of reading and hearing His Word at home. In other words, set at His feet Monday through Saturday, and not only on Sunday. Since this holy book, His holy word, is the very words of God speaking to you through the prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New Testament, when you read this holy word, you're sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to Him speak to you in your home, just like Mary. So if you weren't here last Sunday, I'd really encourage you to go to our website or get a DVD and listen to that sermon. For that sermon last week and this sermon today go hand in hand. We see that Jesus has made a stop in Bethany, and now He has made another stop, and He is in a certain place. And what is He doing? Just as we talked with the kids, He's praying. This morning's stop, as you now sit at your Lord's feet, He Himself will teach you that there is another side to this incredible relationship that He has with you and that you have with Him. He not only speaks to you as a dear father speaks to his dear children, but He does so that you, His dear child, may speak to your dear Father. So we begin this morning as Jesus is in that certain place and He is praying. And it's not really so shocking, is it? It's not so shocking that His disciples should find Him praying. He is God. Jesus is God. So why does Jesus need to pray to God? The fact that Jesus does pray to His Father in heaven tells you something very, very important about God. When Jesus prays, God is talking to God. When the disciples stumble unto Jesus who is praying, they have stumbled right in to the inner Trinitarian conversation between Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Do you remember there at the beginning? Let us make man in our image. That's God talking to God. So Jesus prays, God speaking to God. And what you're hearing and seeing today is very natural to His divine nature. This is who God is. God speaks and God listens. And this is what a good relationship is all about. After all, an impersonal God only speaks, but never ever listens. That's not the way of your God's divine nature. For your God's divine nature is one of love and of grace and of mercy, a God who is forgiving, a God who is always willing to listen, a God who knows, even so much so that He came to this earth so that you could live in Him forever. Now, if you're like me, and I think maybe some of you might be like me, hopefully not too much like me, but a little bit like me, you really, really dislike it when you have to deal with an impersonal, uncaring person, especially if they do all the speaking their demands and their commands, but never, ever listening to anything that you have to say. As a matter of fact, they just don't care, or it seems that way. You know, a marriage is always in trouble if there's one spouse who's conveying all the commands and demands, and the other spouse just listens and doesn't speak. Thanks be to our Lord in heaven that your God, your Holy Trinity, He is not like that. He is a personal God who speaks and then wants to hear from you. He wants you to speak to Him. In other words, God is kind of saying, now you speak, pray to me, and I promise to listen to you. That's what it means, by the way, to have a personal relationship with God, as opposed to an impersonal relationship with God. We listen to God speak, and He speaks through His Word, and He speaks through the sermon, and He speaks through the liturgy. And then we respond, and as we respond, God is listening to His Word that we speak back to Him. This listening also applies, dear one, to our relationships with one another, of course. Since we are created in the image of God, in which you were created, in which I was created, yet we have sin in our life. And it is that sin that cripples that image of God. That's why when one stops to listen to God and the other is only doing all the talking, when the other stops talking, it becomes rather gut-wrenching, doesn't it? One spouse does all the talking, and the other spouse does nothing. That's not a marriage relationship. That is a broken relationship. You know, there is something deeply embedded in each of us that tells us that that's not the way it must be. It's not the way that we were made. We are made to communicate. We are made to be talking and listening. That's just natural for us. So today we hear that Jesus listens and He prays. He is always in perfect agreement with His Father in heaven. After all, remember Jesus told us, I and the Father are one. And since the Father is in perfect agreement with His Son, and the Son hears all that His Father speaks, we also remember what God has said about His Son. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him. So the fact that your prayers, if, dear ones, you are praying, aren't always answered in the way that you want them to be answered, should remind you that you, as I am, are a sinner. We really are fallen and sinful creatures. Maybe you've been doing all the talking to God and very little listening. Especially speaking to you as He speaks to you through His Word. Maybe you've been listening to His Word, but you've got some issues with His Word. There's something in here that you really don't like. As a matter of fact, you may just simply reject it, gloss over it, redact it, cut it out. You just completely dismiss it. Therefore, when you pray, you're asking a holy, just God to do things for you that is against His nature, that is against His will. Maybe it's wise for us to hear what God has said to Job, for He does say it to you at times. He has certainly said it to me. Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? This is why this journey with Jesus first led you to Martha's house last week, where He rightly taught you to sit at His feet and just listen. Just listen to Him. Stop talking, start listening. And then we hear that the disciples do find Jesus praying. And it seems like they're kind of marveling at this. And then they ask Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Now, dear ones, did you know that this is the only place in all the Gospels where His disciples asked Jesus to teach them something, anything? The only place. So Jesus teaches them how to pray, just as you have taught your children how to pray. They just gave evidence to you here this morning. In teaching His disciples, in teaching you, His disciple, how to pray, Jesus leads them and you into a good relationship with God, who wants you to listen to Him. And as you listen to Him, He is conveying something very important to you. He is speaking to you words of life. Therefore, Jesus tells us that when we begin our prayer, very simply say, "Our Father, Father in heaven," however you want us to begin, but say, "Father in heaven." Here, Jesus is inviting you into a relationship with His Father, and this is His relationship with His Father. As the Son is in the Father, so are you, dear one. For you are sons and daughters of the Holy One. And that occurred right there at that font. This is how you have this right, this privilege to pray to your Father in heaven. For He has worked in you faith. And in that faith, you want to talk to your Father in heaven. And He wants to listen to you. Now we know that in our text this morning, Jesus tells us something that's quite ridiculous. We'll skip over the first and talk about the last one, since there are many fathers here this morning. And Jesus is describing a son who asks his father for a fish and an egg. But the father instead gives him a serpent and a scorpion. No father worthy of the title father would ever do such a thing. It's ridiculous. It's unthinkable. And that's the point. God, your Father in heaven, who alone is worthy of the name and the trust and the relationship, He will give you all good things. He will not give you a scorpion or a snake. He will give you all that is good and right and proper, all that you need in this body and life. This is His love for you. This is His grace and mercy always shown to you. So therefore, finally, dear ones, the more often that you sit at His feet and listen to Him speak to you through His Word, the more strengthened will your faith become. The more often you come to His table and receive His body and blood, the more often your faith will be strengthened. And the more you come to your Father, as dear children come to your dear Father, it's just a natural thing to do. It's just a natural thing for a baptized child to do, to pray. To pray ceaselessly to your Father in heaven. Thanks be to Jesus that He has taught you to listen, to hear all that He has done for you, that He has forgiven you of all of your sins. Even when you're asking the wrong things, He still forgives. And He forgives without exception. Thanks be to Jesus that He has taught you how to pray. How to pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The grace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.